Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm actually not currently the supervisor. I'm running for the position of town supervisor for the town of Coxsackie.
Joe just gave it to you.
Thank you, though. Well, let's see. I was born and raised in Coxsackie, born into a pretty large Irish Catholic family, where it was instilled in me in early age that it was important to obviously, you know, your close ties with your family and friends, and to give back to your community. It's been a big part of my life since I can remember. My father served as a village justice years back for probably 10 years. My brother served as supervisor in the town of Beekman. And my sister served on the town board in Coxsackie, so I come from a long line of giving back to the community, and that's what I like to do. It really has made me, I'm totally passionate about it. I remember 7 years ago when I first got on the town board, and Tom Burke actually called me and talked me into it. So what do you do? It was on a Sunday. I was at my brother's house for dinner. Why don't you, I think maybe you should run for town board. You know, you got a good head on your shoulders. You're a smart kid. And that's all you need to do, really. I mean, you show up once a month, you know. I agreed to it, but he was a little bit off on that. You know, and it does take up a lot of your time, and at times it is a thankless job, but I really thrive off of it. You know, it takes me away from my new wife. I've been married for 2 weeks now. We bought a house recently in the town of Coxsackie, and we're soon to have a baby, it really means a lot for me to be there when we're making the tough decisions where to take the town of Coxsackie next. I just like to let people know that I have been a watchdog for the taxpayers' dollars ever since I've been there. Funny story, I remember about 3 years ago, an ambulance was out of commission, and a company contacted us saying they were going to buy. I guess they buy and resell, and I think they were down in New Jersey. So they came up, they paid for it, and the guy decided, it's not even worth it for us to trailer it back. So he already paid for it. He goes, we don't care, keep the money. So I said, well, that's fine, but I'm going to need some paperwork saying that you're signing off on it. And then I sold it again at auction. So just the little things, you know, get a rise out of me. I really thought that was something that people should know, that I do look out for you. But other than that, you know, I just enjoyed my time there, and I think I can provide some strong, independent, decisive leadership in dealing with the tough issues that are going to face Coxsackie coming down the road. So thank you for having me, and vote November 3rd. Thanks.